Always good to be at Island Ford Baptist Church. Sure appreciate you. Appreciate you. Faithful monthly support.
Amen.
I thought he was going to have a special. I guess he wants me to sing this morning.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No, you don't want that to happen. Amen. He said, my family sings, not me. So. Praise the Lord. Good to see you in the house of the Lord. Sure appreciate this church. Appreciate the blessing you are to us. And just want to try to mind the Lord this morning. Romans chapter number 5. And I don't know where Brother Vincent's at, but last time I was here, he was on vacation. So yeah. I think he's just skipping out. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I don't have no fun. When I come here, I can't give him trouble. And so I think he's gone last time I was here. So I don't know if that's a coincidence or what. But anyway, sure miss him. But good to see all of you. Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. Paul said, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That, as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all that's taken place already here this morning. And Father, I just need your touch. I need your power.
Yes,
I pray that you touch me this morning, and I pray that you'd help the saints of God to rejoice. And I pray for sinners to repent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can be seated this morning. I want to preach out of this Romans chapter number 5 in our reading this morning. And you'll find that 6 times the word gift is found in these verses. And the gift is referring to what he tells us about in verse number 21, that it says that his death is... that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And I want to just preach about the gift of eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
The gift of eternal life. Most of so-called Christianity, or a big word they use called Christendom in our day, I mean, they name anything that names the name of Jesus Christian in our day. But I don't think anything ought to be named Christian if it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Amen. If a doctrinal statement of whatever denomination or whatever, I mean, there's even other religions that call themselves Christian, but they're completely foreign to the Word of God. And anybody that doesn't believe that salvation is a gift, that you get it by gift, you keep it because it's a gift, and you'll have it in eternity because it's a gift, it is not a Christian denomination. Amen. As far as what the Bible says. And I don't like that word Christendom. I hear that spoken a lot. But most people believe today in a work salvation, and they still call themselves Christian. But eternal life this morning is not earned. Amen. I'm glad, Brother Paulman, I'm not on an installment plan this morning and trying to pay my way to heaven. Jesus didn't just pay so I could be saved and then keep myself saved. He died on that cross to save me to the uttermost. Amen. I'm glad that's what I got that night. So salvation, Bible salvation, eternal life, is not earned. Amen. Bible salvation is not endured to. There's some that call themselves Christian, they say you've got to endure to the end. And they take Bible verses out of context. Endure to the end of what? Amen. I'm glad the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, amen, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's our salvation this morning. I don't have to endure anything else. I don't have to endure for my salvation because of what the Lamb of God endured on the cross of Calvary. And so the eternal life this morning, according to the Word of God, is not earned or endured to. I believe I've got this word right. It's not endowed or endued to you by any church or any person. Seems like I'm hearing more and more. You know what they say, Christianity today, and when even when our president says it, the majority of people in our day, and what a sad thing that it is, when they talk about Christianity, they're talking about the heresy of Catholicism and the ungodliness and the idolatry of Catholicism and a pope. And I've heard something about all these people that he's got them a little further down the road at a confirmation. I read in my Bible that it talks about the saints that are at. Amen. And this morning, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're one of the saints at Madisonville, Kentucky, an Island Ford Baptist Church. And you better not wait for somebody to pray you in after you die. You better get right this morning, because when the tree falls, that's where it's going to lay for eternity this morning. I'm glad the eternal life is a gift. It's called the gift of eternal life. Now, we deserve to earn our wages and die and go to hell and be brought up the great white throne judgment, because the Bible said in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm glad that the night I got born again by the grace of God, I was saved by the Son of God. And the Bible tells me in there in John chapter 10, Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. I'm glad that I've got the gift of eternal life. Amen. Now, the word gift, according to the Webster's 1828 dictionary, is a voluntary transfer from one person to another without compensation. Amen. Don't y'all shout too loud about that. But if you, when you're lost, and if you're here lost this morning, you're a bankrupt sinner headed to hell, deserving of it. But thank God that night when the riches of His grace and the riches of His mercy came by my bankrupt situation. Amen. And thank God he imputed His righteousness to my account. And I'm glad, thank God, that He done it voluntarily, aren't you? And let me read that definition again, a voluntary transfer. Listen, eternal life doesn't come from anybody else. I can't work it out. I can't work it up. Mama couldn't give it to me. Daddy couldn't give it to me. God had it, and God transferred it to me that night. I was dead in trespasses and sin. I needed the life of God more than I need my next meal and my next breath. I'm glad that He volunteered, thank God, to save sinners, aren't you? It's a voluntary transfer from one person to another without compensation. Hey, I don't have to pay for it. Amen. I already said this. I'm not on a payment plan. I'm making payments on my salvation, or somebody else is here this morning. I'm just glad this morning that God doesn't give like my wife and children do. Amen. They're not here, but they heard this and other time. God won't let me get away from it. I've preached this so many times, and God won't let me get away from it. I believe there's a lot of misunderstanding really about what eternal life is.
Right.
There's been too many Baptists ask, you know, you say, well, I hope so, and sit in church your whole life, and no man of God preach sound doctrine. But listen, I said that about it. They don't give like my wife and kids. I was gone on a long trip, gone about 10 days. When I got home, there wasn't anybody at the house. I thought surely they'd want to see me after 10 days. And they made a point of being there. And then I noticed my truck was gone, and my trailer was gone. I thought, what in the world is
going on? I tried to call. Nobody answered the phone. I thought, what is going on? Well, a few minutes later, here comes my truck and my trailer, and they had a brand new zero-turn mower on there. We got an inheritance. My mother-in-law had passed away. They pulled up with that mower on there. And boy, I said, what in the world are y'all doing? And they said, you hadn't had a new mower. And they said, we wanted to get you one since we got the inheritance. And I said, well, praise the Lord. But they said, this will be your Christmas present, your Father's Day present, your whatever present. I mean, on and on. I'm probably still paying for that thing tonight, this morning. Amen. I'm glad God don't give that way, aren't you? Hey, he didn't give it to me and then say, hey, you had to make some payments on that. I'm glad, thank God, Jesus paid it all. The blood of Jesus was enough. He's perfected forever them that are sanctified this morning. Amen. Thank God for this gift. I like the definition, don't you? A voluntary transfer from one person to another without compensation. I'm glad I'm not looking for confirmation this morning from any earthly person. I've got regeneration flowing through my spiritual veins this morning, thank God. And there ain't a thing, anything be done about it. God gave it to me. And thank God this morning. But I thought about this gift here in Romans chapter number 5, and I thought about the gift of eternal life. And Paul lets us know about who this gift is from. He said there in verse number 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It said there in verse number 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Christ, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And if somebody would have come in here this morning, or I'd have walked in the church service this morning, especially with some big old package, and I said, this is from the president, and just said it right here. Yeah. Boy, we know who that's from. Uh-huh. Amen. Right. But I want to say this, he's greater than the president. Sure. He's greater than the Pope this morning. Uh-huh. He's greater than any politician. He said, is there anybody left beside me or anybody like me? He said he don't know anybody like him. He can say that because he's God this morning. The high and holy God came to this world to become the meek and lowly lamb. And thank God this morning that who this gift is from. I can never exhaust his name, never exhaust telling you about his power and who he is. Amen. But thank God who this gift is from. It ought to amaze us this morning who this gift is from. If I was to do that the way our worldly mind thinks, and I was to talk about your favorite politician or talk about your favorite Hollywood star or music star, hopefully nobody in here, but hey, you'd think, boy, I wonder what's in there, because it's from them. Amen. Right. You think about who this gift is from. Back over there in John 10, I quoted part of this earlier. Jesus said, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. Amen. 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 I mean, the God who's above every God, really, because there is no other God, the God that's greater than all. Thank God the Bible said no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I think about Psalm 113. The Bible said, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high. Amen. It said, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven. It's humbling to God this morning, even to look around heaven, to hear those seraphims crying, holy, holy, holy. It's humbling unto him this morning, to look around heaven. It said there again, Psalm 113, it says, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and the things that are in earth. Ain't you glad that God even looked looked our way. Amen. The God of heaven. I mean, some Baptists would pass out if they went to some ball game and some old ball player looked their way. I mean, people fall out and swoon over earthly men. But I'm telling you what, the God of heaven. I mean, somebody probably wouldn't give you nothing. God. Isaiah 45:22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else.
Amen.
He's the only God. There's no other God beside him. He's a King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. And thank God that the Lord looked down to see. The Bible tells us he looked down to see if there's any that had any regard toward him, any that sought after him. And you know what? He didn't find any, because we don't naturally seek after God on our own. We wouldn't even want God or realize we need God without God dealing with our hearts, offering us his gift tonight. Move that over. I'm double loud here. So I think about this gift and about who this gift is from. Amen.
Amen.
It was sent from the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. It was wrapped, it was delivered by, through a virgin's womb, and it was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, and it grew up and lived sinless, and it was wrapped in grave clothes after it died. Amen. Hey, the gift this morning is a person, and that person is the Son of God, the Lamb of God. Amen. God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, wrapped up in one, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now in dwells me.
That's right.
What a gift this morning.
Yeah.
You ever try to describe something you just can't describe it fully? I'm in a deep well this morning trying to tell you who this gift is from. And if I was to tell you this morning who this gift was from, whether it was your favorite writer, it was your favorite this or that, amen, and this gift was sitting up here and is sitting there during the whole service, and I said after it's over, I'm going to tell you who this gift is for.
Uh-huh.
Well, he tells us that here in the text. He don't just tell us who this gift is from. It's from Almighty God, the God that spoke the world into existence. But Paul has already told us before verse number 8 and before verse number 15 and the other places where it tells us that this gift is from God, he tells us who this gift is for.
Uh-huh.
I like gifts, don't you?
Yes.
I'd probably be the same way if I heard that gift was from somebody. I mean, even if it was from our president, I mean, that'd be an intriguing thing, wouldn't it? I'd wonder who it's for and I know who it's from. Now I'm getting all twisted up. Y'all stay with me. Who it's from, but I mean, that would be a neat thing to think there's a gift here from the president.
Yeah.
And if you said, I'm going to tell who it's for at the end, I'd hope it's for me, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You would too. That's how we are.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, if I didn't tell you who it's from, you'd wonder who that's for. I wonder if that's for me.
Yes.
Hey, thank God I'm glad I found out the gift was for me.
Yes.
And thank God this morning, if you don't know it, the gift's for you.
Yes.
It's for all men. I wonder who's on your yearly gift list.
Yeah.
You know, we got a few people that they're on their birthday gift list. We got a few people there on if they had a wedding, they're on their wedding gift list. We got a few people on, there's all kind of gift lists down to Christmas gifts and all of that. I wonder who's on your list of gifts to give to people. Hey, you can't give to everybody. I'm glad God's able to do that, aren't you? It's for all men. But I'll tell you what, God said who this gift is for. He said, first of all, this gift there in verse number 6, he said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
I wonder if you got anybody on your gift list that can't give in return to you.
Uh-huh.
They don't have the strength. I mean, just be honest, our flesh thinks. And if you give somebody something and they didn't at least send you a card or give you anything, well, what's wrong with them? I understand we ought to give our life back to God when we get born again, but I'm talking about for our salvation this morning. We were without strength. Matter of fact, it didn't say you were were without, it said you were yet without strength. That word yet means the state of remaining the same. I'm telling you this morning, I didn't have any strength that night to save myself, and God knew I wouldn't have any strength this morning to save myself, and God knew I don't ever have any strength at all this morning. But I'm led like the psalmist said in Psalm 138, verse number 3, and the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Hey, I came to God that night realizing that I didn't have power to save myself, but thank God I received Him and He gave me power to become the Son of God because I believed on His name that night. Hey, we don't give to people for the most part. We should. That'd be a good thing. That'd be a good witness. Find somebody that really can't give back to you and give to them. That's the Spirit of God inside of us. You got somebody you think so hardened in sin, and maybe you're mad at them, they're mad at you, and if you can do it the right way and they won't take it the wrong way, maybe there's something you can give to them even if they can't give to you. I mean, there's a fine line between enabling somebody and trying to show kindness to somebody. But I'm telling you, that's how God gives when it comes to eternal life. If you're here this morning trying to pull yourself up by your own strength, do it by your own power and your own works, you're going to wake up in hell because you mocked the gift of God. You called God a liar. And you think there's something good inside of you that you can give in return for your salvation. You don't have any strength this morning to save yourself. Amen? Well, we don't give the gifts to people like that, do we? But it says here in verse number 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet for adventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, and you got any yet sinners? I'm talking about that word yet against the state of remaining the same. You got any people that are yet in sin against you, reproach against you, and you're willing with all your being to give them what you can? Amen. Does that make sense? Hey, He gave to those that were yet without strength, those that were yet sinners.
Yep. Amen.
I mean, it don't come to my mind to give something to somebody that don't like me and in my flesh I don't like. Amen? That's the kind of gift God gives.
Amen.
That's the kind of gift God gave you. You know, I don't condone sin, and I don't believe in sinless perfection, but I believe in perfecting from sin. Yeah. But I'm telling you what, I've sinned enough since that night I got saved in 1990. I've never done it in joy, but I've sinned enough to die and go to hell. But I'm glad this morning He knew what I was and what I was always going to be until I was made like Him this morning. Got any people like that on your gift list without strength? Yet sinners? I mean, it said there in verse number 6 again, for when we were yet without, strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He's willing to give His gift to those that are not like Him. Y'all with me this morning? He's willing to give this gift to those that are not like Him. Amen. I sure look forward to that time, and I'm going to be like Him. I'm going to see Him as He is. Amen. But I tell you, that night He saved me, there was nothing about me. And as far as my flesh this morning, there's nothing about me that's like Him. And the old flesh is rotten and ungodly. I'm glad for the work He's done in my life. And I want to be like Him. But I tell you what, He gave that gift when I was ungodly. You got any ungodly people that ain't like you? I mean, it's easy to give a gift to somebody who likes what you like. Amen?
Yes.
And I guess it is, unless you get covetous and wish you could have it instead of them, since you like it and they like it. But I mean, for the most part, my wife always would look for stuff to give the girls for a gift. I mean, she'd sometimes say, what do you think about this? Is this okay? Is this all right? But she knew more what that they were like each other. Y'all do know men are like men and women are like women, right?
Right.
But anyway. But for the most part, I mean, there's times that my wife would ask me, well, what about this for Tucker? I'd say, he won't like that. Amen? Yeah. And my wife knows what she's doing, but I think through the years, there's maybe a few times I said, you may not see it, but that just seemed a little girly to me.
Yeah.
And she does good with that. I'm not saying she's trying to make it.
Right.
Amen? Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's like you, it's easier to give to, and it's easier to understand them, and it's easy to get excited about that, amen. I'm telling you what, God had nobody like him, and he was willing to give to all those that are not like him the gift of eternal life this morning. How many people in so-called Christianity in our day are trying to bring themselves up to the level where God will accept them and to be more and more like God? Hey, listen, we ought to do that after we're saved. I'm telling you, friend, thank God that God was willing. I'm glad who this gift is from, eternal life. But it amazes me, Brother Troy, who it's for.
Amen.
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 It ought to be going through. I mean, it said there for in verse number 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. You got any enemies on your list? Boy, that's the love of God, ain't it? That's the grace of God. That's the gift of God. This gift is called the gift of grace. It's called the gift of righteousness. It's called the gift of eternal life. It's called the gift of God. I believe it'll line up, friend, with a good and perfect gift, won't you? Don't you, that cometh down from the Father of lights. I'm glad there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's not going to turn this morning from the gift He gave me of eternal life. Amen. Hey, thank God. That word eternal means without beginning or end of existence. And that life, thank God, I fled for refuge, and I fled to the God who's the eternal God is our refuge this morning.
Amen.
You in Him this morning? Is He in you? When I think about this gift, think about who it's from.
Amen.
I know it gets some of you excited if I say, there comes Ed McMahon. Young ones just, who? Everybody turn around. Huh?
Yep.
Is he here to see me? It wouldn't matter how many millions he brought you, it wouldn't get you eternal life.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
It's a gift this morning.
Amen.
It's for you. It's from him, thank God.
Right.
I wonder how stirred up you can still get about it.
Right. Amen.
It's new, amen. It's a renewing by the Holy Ghost, and it's daily renewed, amen. Though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day. That means my eternal life. The inward man is the one that has that eternal life this morning. And if it's not new to you this morning, something's wrong. I thought about this gift of eternal life and who it's from and who it's for. But all in this text, also, Brother Jacob, it tells us about what's found within it. Amen. It talks about what's found within it. If I'd have told you this gift's from the president and I'd said it's for you and you took it home and you never opened it up, I mean, that ain't going to happen. Amen. That'd be silly. Hey, I wonder what's wrong. I tell you where revivals went in our churches and where revivals went in our homes. We stopped opening up the gift and seeing what all we got from God.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, for our lack, in verses 6 and 8, for our lack, He gave love. For our rebellion, in verse number 10, He gave reconciliation. For our guilt, He gave, in verse 15, grace. For our judgment, He gave justification, in verses 18 and 19. For our death, He gave life. You say, well, I live and do the things of God. I go to church. Does God live in you?
Right.
It's possible to live so-called for God by the motions and God not live in you.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of people doing work salvation,
oh, yeah.
Brother Paulman,
yep.
In a lot of Christian denominations, but they think they're working their way in.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
It's a voluntary transfer from one person to another without compensation. What's found within? In verse number 1 of chapter 5, there's peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, that's what I remember most about that night. I didn't have any peace.
Yep.
I tell you, peace came. He made peace through the blood of His cross.
Yep.
Amen. And I'm glad, thank God, for the peace that I got. That peace, because that peace was because of His love. It said there in verse number 5, and the Bible talks about the love of God is shed abroad in her heart by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The love that He loves me. There's time, Brother Troy, thank God. I'll just bother this old flesh hard to live in. And there's even times this old flesh will say, God don't even love you. But I sure am glad for the witness on the inside that bears witness with my spirit.
Amen.
That I'm a child of God. And He tells me again, He loved you this much, thank God.
Amen.
Hey, it's shed abroad inside of my heart. Sometimes feel like it's just all over inside
yes,
my heart.
Amen.
What a gift.
Amen, amen.
Peace and love.
Amen.
And joy.
Amen.
Those are things you cannot buy.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
It said there in verse number 11, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom now we have received the atonement.
Amen.
Ain't that good? Who doesn't open the gift? You ever got a gift that you never opened? I mean, I say sinner, thank God God's presented to you this morning.
Yeah.
He don't owe you anything.
Nope.
You don't have anything to pay.
Right.
It's from Him this morning. It's for you.
Right.
I try to tell you what's found inside there.
Yeah.
You know the gifts I really like? My wife don't like the big ones. She's hardly surprised. One time I made this big old box and I put a little bitty old present in the bottom and she's throwing out paper. And y'all joking with me. She likes individual ones and likes to open up all she can. I like them anyway, but I tell you the ones I really like is the ones a big old box. Just keep pulling them out.
Yeah.
Unwrapping and looking. And they say, there's more in there. Y'all had those?
Yeah.
You dig in there a little deeper and you throw that paper out. And boy, what else is in there?
Yeah.
You know where your revival went? You stopped looking in there.
Yeah. You're right, preacher. Yep.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to shout the aisle and all that. You're listening this morning.
Right.
There's a time in this church and other churches, there's more praising God just yes. over the gift of eternal life.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you got that kind of gift? You can sit down at the house. You can open that book up.
Yeah.
Say, for me?
Amen.
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 Thank God Peter said over there, for as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times. And I like these two words, for you.
Right.
We'll never dig it all out or understand all of it.
Right.
Some people have traded. Just digging into this gift and seeing what all God's given them for the gifts of the world.
Right.
The desires of the flesh.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Well, thank God. If y'all ain't had a good time, I have.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
By the way, that gift ain't just those things, but it causes peace, love, and joy.
Yes.
Amen? Not only that, you'll find out about this gift of eternal life, not only who it's from and who it's for and what's found within it, but you find out it's free.
Amen.
Amen. I've already pretty much said that, but what the Word of God has to say is more than what I have to say.
Sure.
Verse 15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift.
Amen.
Amen. It says it over here in another verse number 16. It says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one man to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification of life. Listen, really this morning, here's what salvation, eternal life involves. You got to acknowledge you're in one man, Adam, and in his disobedience. And then you got to acknowledge the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
I got a gift of being a sinner, just born into this world, Brother Troy. Is that the way I could say it this morning? I didn't sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Sure, sure.
But his sin passed upon me and death passed upon me. I had nothing necessarily to do with that, but if I'd have been the first, if I'd have been Adam, I'd have done it. I promise you. But I've sinned. And I guess what I'm trying to say is just the difference of two men this morning, really.
Amen.
That's why we have eternal life.
I
was under the condemnation of eternal damnation, or headed to eternal damnation.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen?
Right.
That night, thank God, when I received that gift, I got eternal life.
Amen.
I had eternal judgment. I was headed to wrath from Almighty God. But thank God, that night at 3:00 in the morning, I got the eternal life of God because of one man, because of his obedience. It's not his obedience that gets me saved, and then mine keeps me saved. That's what some so-called Christianity teaches. Is it not, Brother Shepherd? But I'm glad, thank God, it's by his obedience all the way through. All I needed to obey that night was the gospel.
Right.
And the gospel says, good news, just believe it.
Amen.
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 It's free, verses 9 and 10, because of atoning blood. Amen.
Right.
It said there in verse number 9. And by the way, this hit my first two words there, back to that thing about what's in that gift. You'll find much more, what, three or four times. There's much more in there. Keep digging, child of God. You think what the world and the devil's got to offer you, sinners, anything, you just get born again, you'll find out there's much more.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
But it's free because of atoning blood. The Bible said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. It's got to be a miserable situation to be trying to earn your way to heaven when it's a gift. Did y'all get that this morning? It's a free gift to you. It cost Him His blood. Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Now ransomed for sin and a new life begun. Sing praise. I was going to sing anyway. Amen. Sing praise to the Father and praise to the Son. Hey, I don't know if they wrote it in there, but praise to the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. This gift is a free gift to us this morning.
Amen.
Because of atoning blood. His blood's on the mercy seat. He placed it there by the eternal Spirit on the behalf of every sin and every sinner. And this morning you have this free gift because of atoning blood. And not just because of the atoning blood, but it's because of the abounding grace. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It didn't just abound there that night whenever I called on God. It's abounded over and over again. Amen. It's abounding today. It's abounding for you, sinner. It's free because of atoning blood and amazing grace and or abounding grace. It's amazing too. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. It's free by accepting righteousness.
Amen.
It says in verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you why a sinner's done go to hell's pride. I've talked to fellas different times, believe you can lose your salvation. And I say, so if you don't commit this or commit that, you're not going, yeah. I said, well, you're trusting you then.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trusting me. I said, well, you said if you don't commit this, you don't do that, or if you do this, you're okay. Yeah, well, you're trusting you. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, God dealt with me as a sinner that night at 3:00 in the morning. And ever since that, I don't know if you call it a second or what it was, but I mean, it's eternal.
Right.
It's an eternal matter. Ever since that night, I went from being dealt with as a sinner and being dealt with as a son.
Amen.
As a child of God.
That's right. Amen.
And He chastens every son whom He receiveth.
That's right.
You got accepting grace.
Luke
18, there were those that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Romans 10, Paul said that the Jews are going about to establish their own righteousness and not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Amen. Jesus told that woman, if thou knewest the gift of God there in John 4, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, and he said, you would ask him and he'd give you eternal life.
Amen.
He'll give to you this morning, sinner.
That's right.
If you're so prideful, you'll walk out here again, you'll die and go to hell, rejecting the gift of
right.
eternal life.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad it's forever, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm glad it's forever. I forgot to throw one in here when I was naming off the gift of grace, the gift of righteousness, the gift of eternal life, the gift of God, the good and perfect gift. But thank God, Paul said it's the unspeakable gift.
Amen.
You know what I mean? He's saying, the Holy Ghost saying, just you could go on and on. You say more and more. I wonder this morning, do you have this gift of eternal life? Child of God, are you still digging in there? Enjoying it? Pulling it out? Looking at what all God's given you?
Amen.
That's the message this morning. Let's stand if you would. Every head bowed and every eye closed as somebody comes to the piano. Really, in your heart this morning, do you have the peace in your heart knowing God give it to you? You'll always have it. Although you don't deserve it? Or is there really just an inkling in your heart? You're still offering for it. You're still offering for your salvation.
Right.
After he made one offering forever, he sat down.
Amen.
It's finished this morning.
Yep.
It's just available. As Brother Shepherd comes, will you come? Receive this gift of eternal life.
Join them. Some praying in the pew. Thank you, preacher. Some praying in the pew. Bow your heart to Jesus.